There's a fascinating story about Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can tell the story, because there was a dinner and Martha Stewart sat next to this charming man.
It was a house, another client, they had their house in the country was in Easton, Connecticut, Rosemary and Bill Weaver. And anyway, that was when Martha was still, was just starting out her business, and she was, I can't think of the town that she was in Connecticut on the water. And anyway, but she was starting out to be, you know, doing really lots of things. Anyway, so she was at the dinner party, and David had never met her, and he was sitting next to her, and she was, you know, he said, David used the, people would ask him what he did, and he would use, he said that he was a sex therapist, because he didn't want to talk about what he did. But anyway, they somehow got to talking, and he said, well, you know, he said what he did, and she said, well, you know, what houses do you like? And she named some houses, and they were all houses that David had done. And they were, well, okay, I did those houses. So anyway.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, and you know, and that's part of being in New York. You start to meet people who are at the top of their professions. And I don't know, you just, you know, it's this networking situation in life.
Did he ever do any work for Martha Stewart?
He tried to. She bought an apartment at 72nd and Park. No, I'm 5th. And anyway, it was some buildings in New York will let you put under the window air conditioning systems, and some don't. This was one of the ones that wouldn't, and she wanted them under the windows, and so she thought that she could cajole the board to let her do this. So she went probably for about a year trying to cajole the board to do this, and they were no. So finally, she just sold the apartment. And she ended up going downtown to and living in a very modern building, mm-hmm. that way downtown on the river.